give credit to the Packers. I thought they made the plays in the ball game when they needed to. We did some good things. We just didn't do enough. The drive at the end of the ball game, the two-point conversion to get it back in there, and then we couldn't get them stopped at the end of the ball game. But they've got a very explosive offensive team. Rodgers hurt us with his legs today. The third down at the end of the toward the end of the fourth quarter was a killer, in my estimation. But we just got to keep going. We had a 15-yard run and get an offensive holding penalty late on that one, and we get a hands to the face. We just got to quit doing these things. It's not what good teams do. So we'll keep going, keep getting back to work, and keep trying to pound the mindset and pound the fundamentals that we have to continue to do to win football games.
That's kind of how it works against a team like this, where even where you're able to do a lot of good things defensively, just in the end, they're, with Rodgers and their running game, that they're just able to make enough plays to win. It's just tough.
Well, I think anytime you're playing a team that has explosive offensive weapons, a quarterback that can run and hurt you with his legs, and then a physical back, you kind of have to pick your spots and where you're trying to stop them. And for the most part, we did that some today. They had some tough matchups outside at times as well. And so, you're trying to eliminate certain things in certain times, and it's tough to do on every play.
Wait, so. Did you consider going for the onside kick at the end there?
I did, and hindsight, probably should have. But, we were trying to pop it up and keep it in play and try to pin them back down in there deep, but I assumed that we would stop them also.
Teddy was really effective in the fourth quarter on those last drives. Earlier in the game, he seemed to be almost trying to point the ball too much. Does he still try to be too perfect early?
Yeah, I didn't think he was as accurate as he normally is early in the ball game. He had a couple high throws, had a couple missed throws. He seems to settle down in the second half and kind of get more comfortable. He got hit a bunch of times. We didn't protect it near well enough. But we continue to make play. He made some plays with his legs. He continued to keep drives alive in the second half. And those were all good things that happened. But we got to start, he needs to play better in the first half.
What did you observe from the Charles Johnson on the left sideline there? Was that a drop? Could it have been thrown better? That was kind of a key play. That one.
I don't know. I heard the slip coming out of the cut, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to see that. Like you have a better view than I do.
The Packers offense had punted, I think, five times in the last three games combined. You were able to get them off the field a lot. I mean, do you feel pretty good about what you're able to do there? Is it just more of stinging that you weren't able to stop them one more time there at the end?
Well, it's disappointing any time you let a team run the clock out at the end and not give your offense an opportunity to get in there. The third down before, I don't remember when it was, or the series before, that third down that they hit was, third and three. That one stung. I think he scrambled on that drive. Yeah, and then, they did a good job with some of the things they did too.
First game against the Packers?
I don't know. I'm not. That's your guys' job to evaluate that stuff. We had 5-3 and outs the first half against them. So.
Mike, you kind of talk about picking your poison with that offense. I mean, how frustrating is it not to be able to kind of handle Eddie Lacy and bring him down?
Well, he's low and he's tough to tackle. And we did a good job in a lot of times today. They had run a few new plays, new running plays that we had to adjust to. But he's a load. The run game today was more about the end of the ball game. That's what got us at the end there.
You went for two fourth down plays in that second quarter drive. One fourth and one seems like a no-brainer maybe, but the fourth and five, too, I guess, what was your thought process?
No-brainer for you.
Well, statistically speaking.
What was it? What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Just the thought process on that drive on going it for both, you know, fourth and five, I think it was, and then fourth and one a few plays later.
I want our team to have an aggressive mindset, and I want to try to do things to sustain drives. You know, there's times in ball games where you take those chances, and you know, if you hit them, you get their offense gets to stay off the field. You get to continue to sustain drives, but you know, it's a lot about mindset too, and them believing that you can get it done too. And there's times when you're gonna have to punt the ball, but I told them upstairs we're going to go for it if it was close. So.
Cordero and Phil
Lodeholt. You know, Lodeholt's getting an MRI. Cordero, I don't know. He was in and out some.
That's a shoulder for Phil.
Yeah.
And Sharif Floyd, was he close to going, or how would you?
He's doing a lot better. I don't know if he was ready to go. If he was ready to go, he would have went.
And just not having him, obviously, he's had a good season. What kind of impact did that?
I mean, guys get hurt all the time, so it just, okay, just keep going.
It seemed like your corners had a pretty good day, specifically Xavier, being able to play physical against their receivers. How did you assess their play on the outside?
We can do better. We can do better. I think Xavier continues to get better. You know, so we got to continue to keep going with him. We got to get other guys competing and playing hard and making the plays when they're presented to us. And that's really the difference in the ball game today. They made some plays and we didn't.
You talked earlier about the penalties, too. Khalil had three today. What did you think of his hand protection once?
Honestly, it was hard for me to see. I didn't, you know, the times when I was watching the times when I watched him, he seemed to be doing okay. But you know, my eyes are looking at their coverage and the blitzes that they're doing, and Teddy. And I mean, it's really hard for me to say without focusing and have a real honest opinion.
You went with Joe Banyard. Tate just not ready yet. Hadn't been with the team long enough. And just your thoughts on that situation?
Well, I thought Joe did well when he's in there. You know, he made some extra yards after contact a bunch of times. He looked like he had some juice running and carried his pads low, and he deserved to keep playing.
Just hard for Tate to just show up right away and play.
I don't know. He was active, so if you're active, you got to be ready to play. But, you know, I think Banyard had the hot hand at the time. And McKinnon ran the ball better in the second half as well, I thought.
Just on that decision to not go for the onside kick there, I mean, was that a real difficult call for you?
Well, there was like 3 minutes left or something, three-something, and I figured they were going to run the ball three times, and I figured we could stop them. But I was trying to pin it down in there, and, you know, I don't know, hindsight.
Is it just not wanting to, you know, as opposed to getting a stop there, as opposed to maybe midfield, it's just you didn't want to give up the field position?
Well, that was part of it. And then if they get a one first down, you know, or two first downs, they had a chance for a field goal too. So, I mean, you know, all those things entered my mind.
Is it a good sign that Teddy can calm down and play well in the second half, or do you guys start to get, you'd like to see that in the first half a little bit more often?
Well, I think we'd like to see it more in the first half, but I mean, it. The good thing about it is shows that how he can adjust throughout the course of a ball game and the things that he can do as far as taking what the defense has given him. And you know, I thought he hit a couple, you know, he hit a nice ball of Kyle on the sideline over there, and he early in the ball game he hit first play of the game, I think it was, he hit